Welcome to the Coding in the Wild podcast, where we explore the impact of computer science across various industries. Okay, welcome back to the next episode of the Coding in the Wild podcast, where we explore different connections of computer science across industries. Today, I'm here with a great guest, Joshua Kravitz, and we're going to talk about a really exciting topic around how code and programming is used within the political world. And Joshua knows all about this and is using it on campaigns. So super excited and welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, yeah, maybe we can just start off by what have you been doing most recently? What were you working on over the last number of months? Sounds like a really cool project.
Yeah, I just graduated back in March-ish from college, and right out of college went onto a campaign through this organization called DigiDems, which connects tech digital people to campaigns, and I worked on a congressional campaign there doing data stuff, and then I am just finishing up as a deputy data director on John Ossoff's campaign in Georgia. And so a lot of that work is really just taking data, putting it into a format I want to put it in, generally in SQL, and displaying it for people so that it's useful for them.
Right. Awesome. What did you do exactly on the first campaign?
Yeah. So it's pretty broad. I was technically, my title was data director, but I did a few different things. One was just like creating phone banks, because this campaign was pretty unique in that we had phone banks for volunteers in like 25 different languages. So I created all of those and built those off of data we had.
What does that mean to create a phone bank?
So in the political world, there's this, you'll probably hear of this tool called VAN, which is some people love and some people hate, but is basically like a website for managing and working with your data. And you can do things like create lists and create phone banks. There's also a backend, which I used a lot of the time, which allows you to access that data and query that data with SQL, specifically through BigQuery, which is Google's kind of data warehouse.
What is SQL, just if people don't know?
Yeah. So SQL stands for Structured Query Language, and it basically allows you to, like, think if you have like a spreadsheet, it allows you to query these things called tables, and tables are just like spreadsheets that are too big to fit into a spreadsheet.
Right.
And SQL basically says, like, I want to choose these columns from the spreadsheet, from this table, where the age of this person is 10 or more than 10 or some filter.
Got it. So then, yeah, what are you kind of doing on the technology side? So you have a lot of data or voter data and you're trying to do outreach, but yeah, how are you applying? What are you guys trying to do? Are you trying to do analysis, or, you know, what ways are you using the data or using any sort of technology?
Yeah. So post-election, we're certainly trying to do some analysis to see kind of how we did and how things went with the program. It's hard to do that pre-election because things are very quick moving. So on the Ossoff campaign, I was helping out with this cool program. We basically had a program called a Community Mobilizer Program. And the goal was basically to hire 3,000 people in the state of Georgia to mobilize their communities, which effectively means like just go into their friend groups, their families, their communities, their colleagues.
So these are volunteers, or are these paid or volunteers?
So these are paid. So we had a volunteer program as well with a similar goal, but the larger program that I helped with was the paid program. And so we had like 30 to 40 people basically managing these 3,000 people.
Right.
And I built a dashboard for them so they could decide, like, who am I going to prioritize? How am I going to talk to them? Like, which people who are doing this mobilizing of their communities have like networks of voters that are most valuable
right.
for us.
Right. So how did you guys build the dashboard? You built like a website, a web app?
The DNC provides kind of a data warehouse in BigQuery, which is just a lot of SQL tables. You can access it with SQL. And then there's something called Google Data Studio, which is just like Google Docs or Google Spreadsheets, but for dashboards. And it can basically link into that data directly. So it's just kind of drag and drop based on some SQL queries.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, what other ways do you see, you know, it sounds like SQL was a big tool that you used. What other ways do you see coding, computer science, data, computation, any of those things sort of playing into the political world, kind of in what you were doing, or even more broadly?
Yeah. So I think the political tech space is pretty unique and has a lot of room for growth. And like one thing I'll say about it is it's like a pretty fragmented space right now. And there's every cycle, there's like a new texting tool, a new tool for doing this or this or this.
So there's people who are building tech tools, they're coding tech tools to let other people do all sorts of campaign related activities.
Yeah, exactly. So there's like, as some examples, there's some tools like Spoke and Outvote, which are like tech for texting. If you've ever been to a text bank as a volunteer, you just like click a lot of times. Those are two tools to do that.
If you don't know what a text bank is, it's just people texting a lot of people, telling them to vote or something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Similar thing for like phone banks. There's like a dialer system, which basically lets you like stay on the phone instead of manually dialing all these numbers of voters and like automatically calls them.
Right.
But often these don't like catch on. They're like, people don't, someone else is like, oh, I could do this better.
So there are people are just always making, they're always just making new tools instead of the same ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's getting better though.
So were you guys, I guess, using existing tools, building tools, combo?
So in the congressional race, because it was a smaller race, we were mostly doing the former, so using existing tools. And like in particular, that was a race that was sponsored kind of by the national people, the DNC, the national party. And so they give us a lot of stuff for free. And what that means, like, this is the tool you're using. In Georgia, on the Ossoff campaign, it was more of a combination. So we did use some existing tools. We used this really cool app called Reach, which is what we used for the paid community mobilizer program I mentioned earlier. And Reach is like a particularly cool app in this ecosystem because it has, you know, even something as basic as an API, it has one of those, which is, and for those that don't know, API,
API, like, it lets you kind of use sort of functions that other people have built.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Wow.
And so we built stuff on top of those APIs.
Okay. Got it. So then, let's say you're a student and you're interested in the future and working in the political or government world, how might knowing computer science help?
Yeah, I think immensely is the short answer.
Right. Well, I think the thing is you know because you've done it, but I think from the outside, and even for me, I actually don't know all the ways people are trying to use technology, but it feels like there's so many ways you could do it. So I'm just curious, like how might it help?
Yeah, I think there are multiple angles here. One is like the very hard skills angle, which is just like we need more technology-oriented people in the tech space, just even working at these vendors. Like many of these tools are not super usable or super good because all of the good people are like in Silicon Valley, not doing political tech. The other side is kind of the softer angle, which is that I think it's really valuable, even if you're not doing tech stuff on a day-to-day basis, like not programming, like having many of the people on campaigns don't have any technical or data background. So they're missing kind of that sense of what's possible.
Yeah. It just would lift up like the overall campaign about what people can do and so many things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you mentioned SQL. What other sorts of like maybe programming languages, tools are being used, even if that was like building an app or kind of working with an API, what other kind of tools or languages did you use?
Python and R are kind of standard in the data world. So use those for some scrappy scripts, no crazy applications I was building out of those. And then something called Google App Script actually proved to be pretty useful. Have you heard of that?
Not really. I've heard of it.
It's basically JavaScript, actually, effectively. And there's just some like functions that you can call within the Google ecosystem, like gmail.createEmailDraft or whatever.
That's cool.
So it's actually cool. And so for those who know a little JavaScript, it's like very easy to just start using App Script. And that was great for, it's not great for like long-term maintainability, but for scrappy little things, it, Yeah.
No, I get it. I think it's cool. And if you're like a teacher or student and you're learning on CodeHS and you're in high school, you could be learning JavaScript or Python or SQL. And then that's what people are using to kind of build the latest, greatest political tech stuff. I think, yeah, as we're wrapping up, like, do you have any other like sort of recommendations for students who are learning computer science or just interested in how these kind of ideas apply in this world?
Yeah, I think my main thought is just like find something that's, I like to think of computer science and programming as like a tool that you can use in the world. So find something you're excited about making a difference in, like changing in whatever way it is, and think about how you can apply the tools you're learning, because I think that makes it way more exciting.
That's awesome. Right. So you guys were, I mean, it sounds like the tech part of the operation was probably really essential to winning this big Senate campaign.
I don't know how much credit I should take, but
I'm not saying you should take all the, I'm just saying it seems interesting. And it seems like that stuff's, you know, not going away. It will just be a bigger part of different campaigns going forward, how they use digital setups. Well, awesome. Well, thank you, Joshua, for sharing some of your ideas and insights about how coding and data is used in the political world. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, that's a wrap. Join us for our next episode on Coding in the Wild, brought to you by CodeHS.